Hey, so this is Charlie with Surfresh Media, and we are sitting on the sidelines of the hashtag SM Travel 11. That is for the Social Media Travel Conference North America 2011. It's taking place in San Francisco, and those guys on the West Coast, it's now 4 o'clock East Coast time, so those guys on the West Coast are just now having their lunch. Thought it'd be a good time to kind of look at the tweet stream. Kind of take stock of what was going on there this morning. A lot of great content, a lot of things that people are loving that came out of this conference. For starters, there is one person in particular who just killed it. I mean, their presentation was insane, and they were retweeted, I mean, at least dozens of times. The name of the person is actually, let's see what we can get here. Sorry for the delay. It's at Simplifying, Simpli Flying, Flying. And they did a social media presentation called Driving Social Media ROI for Travel that is now online. I mean, you can go online and you can go to our tweet stream at SurfFresh to see us. We just tweeted this out. Great stuff. There was also a lot of talk about this new trend that everyone's predicting is going to happen, which is going Amish. It's supposed to be a backlash to social media, wherein people are not going to be as forthcoming, and actually quite the contrary. They're actually going to be far more reserved about what they share. They're not going to share as many photos. They aren't going to share as much about their lives. It's going to make it a little more difficult for brands to get in there and kind of get to know people and individuals. Now, that may be true because, this whole privacy thing with Facebook, I just think that eventually it's going to come to a head, and the pendulum swings in one direction and then it goes completely in the opposite direction. So we'll find that middle ground, but I think we are going to actually see some recourse, some immediate kind of backlash in the next year or so to this whole my life is an open book thing. We are also seeing, let me read you some of these tweets that are fantastic that are coming out here. They had the panel this morning on social media in general, which, like I said, at Simplifying did, and then they had a great panel on mobile, the mobile aspect, geo targeting and traveling. And a couple of points were made about how hotels are just not, for some reason, embracing, the whole notion of check-ins. Just odd, considering that that's what you do when you go to a hotel, you check in. What is it about the whole check-in process via an app that makes hotels bristle? We at Surfresh actually tried to do a promotional deal with a Marriott hotel, and this is not to say anything bad about Marriott, but this particular hotel actually had one of our clients put on a huge 3-day event there, and we wanted to do a promotion with Foursquare, or using Foursquare, where we, kind of use their hotel locations to check in, and would of course give them promotion in the interim, and would help the guests at the event, get some bargains, get a few discounts and also get acclimated to the grounds at the hotel. It was a huge hotel. Marriott said flat out no, they just were not comfortable with it. So anyway, let me know if you are using check-ins, and if you would think that if you think check-ins would be a good idea for hotels to use, maybe in lieu of their check-in system or something. I don't know, or in addition to it. But here's some of the tweets. I'm gonna read you three tweets, and I'll just do them randomly. Let's see. Okay, here's a tweet from, let's see, this, oh, she's been tweeting a lot. Let's go with what she has to say. She's been pretty good on. Oh, she retweeted us. Okay, never mind. That was a good one, though. Yes, see, people are at lunch. So, oh, here's a good one from Beer Bergman, who actually is tweeting a lot. I don't know if she's at the conference, but she's tweeting that 80% of at Yelp reviews are three out of 5 stars or higher. That's really good. That's interesting. Here is Kelly Alexa, Olexa. It does surprise me how few restaurants and hotels seems to be interacting regularly on Yelp. Oh, it's probably because they see Yelp as a bit of a threat, but the reality is that actually reviews are pretty good on Yelp. Okay, so listen, let me know what you think of some of this stuff. Take a look at the hashtag, and it's pound SM Travel 11. And let me know what your thoughts are and what your experiences are in the whole